AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A sign of easing inflation. The December producer price index up 6.2% over a year ago and down from November. Ed Donahue on what one Fed official is saying.
The signs are that inflation is easing. Consumer prices keep dropping after reaching a four-decade high in June.
I think we're starting to see our policy actions do what they're intended.
But the central bank's moves so far have nearly doubled mortgage rates and sharply lifted the cost of auto loans and other business and consumer credit. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester emphasizes more rate hikes are needed.
So I just think we need to keep going, and we'll discuss at the meeting how much to do at any one particular meeting. But my projections and my view of the economy is that we need to do more. We need to get above 5%. And then hold it there for some time.
Rates are currently in a range of 4.25 to 4.5%, the highest in 15 years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Other data out today does show inflation taking a toll. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December. Meantime, Microsoft joining other tech companies in dialing back pandemic-era expansions, laying off 10,000, about 5% of its workforce. A helicopter crashed into a kindergarten near Ukraine's capital this morning. Among the dozen dead, Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and a child. No word on the cause, though the weather was foggy. The U.S. is finalizing more military aid for Ukraine. AP sources say about $2.6 billion worth, expected to include nearly 100 Stryker combat vehicles and at least 50 Bradley armored vehicles for quick movement on the front lines. And Westmore inaugurated as Maryland's first black governor.
Today, our opportunity to begin this future is so bright, it is blinding.
This is AP News. The car shopping guide Edmunds is out with its 2023 list of best vehicles of the year. Julie Walker has a look.
Edmunds came up with six winners for best car, SUV, truck, and the electric versions of each. Some vehicles are repeat winners, others new champions. Top-rated car, Honda Civic. Why? Optional turbocharged engine. Top-rated electric car, Chevy Volt, because of price. Top-rated truck, Ford F-150. Edmunds calls it the Swiss Army knife of trucks, and it also got the Electric Truck Award. Top-rated SUV, Kia Sportage Hybrid. Price and power and fuel economy. Top-rated electric SUV, Hyundai Ioniq 5. Edmunds says it has the X factor. I'm Julie Walker.
And a French nun believed to be the world's oldest person has died shortly before her 119th birthday. Lucille Ronton, known as Sister Andre. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.